Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Tainus Daf Tes, Tainus 9. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan, an interaction with him and his nephew. So says the Gemara, that says Rabbi Yochanan, Aser ta aser, tithe ye shall tithe. The Pasuk says, tithe ye shall tithe, kol tevuah zarecha, all the crops of your seed, hayotzei ha-sadeh shana shana, that goes out from your field every single year. So what does this mean, says Rabbi Yochanan? Aser b'shvil shetit asher. You shall tithe so that you shall become wealthy. So according to this verse, according to this drasha, the verse should be read as ta'asher, with a shin instead of a sin, meaning to say tithe so that you can become osher, so you can become wealthy. That's how the Marsha explains it. He also explains that it's possible aser ta'aser, meaning to say that tithe and tithe again, meaning to say if you give the tithe, you're gonna merit that you're gonna have more and more crops that'll come as a result of your tithing. You tithe and you'll have more and more opportunities to tithe. So aser b'shvil shetit asher. So this is, or aser b'shvil shetit asher, or aser b'shvil shetit asher. Either way, tithe so you become rich, or tithe so you continue to tithe. In this context, the Gemara tells us, Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan le'yenuka d'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan found the child of Reish Lakish. Who is this child of Reish Lakish? So we know that Reish Lakish married Rabbi Yochanan's sister. And this Gemara proves, says Rashi, that this Gemara takes place after Reish Lakish had died. But we know that the death of Reish Lakish was not a simple matter, that the Gemara in Bar Metzia describes that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish got into a fight, and as a result of this, Rabbi Yochanan kind of looked at Reish Lakish with anger, and as a result of this, Reish Lakish died. And so therefore, Rashi is telling us that this is the son of the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, in order to tell us why, and it was after the death of Reish Lakish, why the son was speaking somewhat disrespectfully to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was letting it go, because he was presumably very upset that Rabbi Yochanan was responsible for the death of his father. So, aser b'shvil shetit asher. What does it mean? Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan le'yenuka d'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan found the child of Reish Lakish. And Amar le, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Eimoi p'sukeich. Tell me the verse that you learned in school. Amar le, so the child says, I learned the verse, aser ta aser. I learned the verse, you have to tithe all your crops. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Maya aser taser. What do we learn from the fact that it's doubled up? Aser taser. What do we learn from it? So Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yochanan explains, what does it mean? Aser b'shvil shetit aser. And so the child says to Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean? Aser taser. So Rabbi Yochanan says it means tithe so that you shall become rich. Aser b'shvil shetit asher. So says the child, is that allowed? First the child says, Menoach, where do you know this from? What's your source for this? Even though it seemed obvious, because you can learn out from the verse itself, he says, what's your source for this? How do you know that you're going to get rich if you tithe? Maybe it's not what it means. So in that context, the Rabbi Yochanan says, Zil Nasi, he says, go and test it. Go and test that. If you tithe your crops, you'll see you're going to get wealthy. Almost like a dismissive answer. So says the child to him, Umi Sharu in Asuya, are you allowed to test in this manner? Kodesh Baruch Hu, are you allowed to test God in this manner? Meaning to say, is it permissible to test God if God will indeed give you reward? But it says in Deuteronomy, that you're not allowed to test God. When the Jewish people were in Rephidim, this refers to the fact that the people tested them, and they complained to Moshe, we don't have water. Give us water, and we'll know if God is in our midst or not. And so this verse, God commands the Jewish people that they should not test Hashem like they were tested again, that they should not test Hashem like they tested God at Massa. Meaning to say, don't say that if we're successful, we'll worship God and we'll keep His Torah. They're not allowed to do that. So the child is asking his uncle, how are you allowed to do that? So Rabbi Yochanan says to the child, Hachi Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, this is what Rabbi Hoshaya taught, that really, generally speaking, you're not allowed to test Hashem. Chutz mizo, except for this mitzvah of tithing, that you're allowed to test God. Why? Shenemar, because it says explicitly in the verse in Malachi, in chapter 3, verse 10, Aviu esko ha-maaser al-beis ha-otzer, bring all the miser until the treasurer house, vayit teref b'veisi, and And well, be in my house with Hanuni Nabazos Amar Hashem. You could test me with this, says Hashem Tzivakos. And well, after Chochem, if I will not open for you, as the Rubus Hashemayim, the skylights of heaven, Varikosi Ochem Bracha Abulidai, and I'll cast down to you the blessings without limit. So we see from here that you're allowed to test Hashem with the mitzvah of Staka. We see from here that it's permitted. And so therefore, so it became clear to the child that the mitzvah of Maaser was different from all the other commandments, and it was permitted to test God with that. So therefore, he understands. So therefore, he understood why you're allowed to test Hashem to see if you get wealthy. So as a result of giving tzedakah. So as a result of this, the Gemara finishes the drush on the verse, Mayad Bulidai. What do you mean until Ad Bulidai, until there is enough? Says Rabbi Chaim Bar Amarav. Until your lips become weary from keep saying enough, enough, enough. So says the child, if I had to reach this verse with my studies, I never got to Malachi. I wouldn't have needed you and Oshaya, your teacher. I could have learned it on my own from Malachi. It's so obvious. So he says, the only reason why you know this is because you learned it, but I didn't get to learn it yet. So we see from here that this child really was keeping inside himself some of the personality of Reish Lakish, and the Torah studies were continuing between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's child.